Unit 5. Sustainable Earth. A. Exercise 2B, page 56.
The Fishing Crisis. A. Overfishing. Overfishing basically means catching a species of fish at a faster rate than it can reproduce. The Newfoundland area of Canada saw its stocks of cod collapse to such low levels in the 1990s that the whole industry was suspended and stocks have still not recovered. Large fish, such as tuna and snapper, are particularly vulnerable to overfishing, as they live for many years and are slow to reproduce. In places where species like this are overfished, over time these fish stocks become so depleted that fishermen begin a process known as fishing down the food chain. Instead of targeting large fish like tuna and snapper, they begin fishing for the smaller species that those fish usually eat, such as sardines or squid. This harms the balance of marine environments because it removes the prey of other large predators, leaving them without a food source. As a result, the practice can damage the whole aquatic ecosystem of a region. B. Bottom trawling. Bottom trawling is by far the most destructive fishing practice in terms of the ocean habitat. A large, tapered net with a wide, open mouth is dragged across the ocean floor. It is weighted, so it tears up the seabed as it is pulled along. Corals dating back hundreds or even thousands of years, as well as all other features of the living habitat, are crushed as these nets and weights turn over the seafloor. Whole sections of the seabed that take seconds to destroy with one pass of these trawlers will not become a functioning habitat again for many years. C. Bycatch. Bycatch are the fish, seafood, and other animals, such as turtles, not targeted by fishing boats that are caught up with the target catch. Some nets can be spread kilometers across the sea and entangle any creature that swims into their path, including sharks, turtles, dolphins, and even seabirds. Bycatch accounts for the careless and wasteful deaths of many sea creatures each day. Figures relating to bycatch in some areas of the fishing industry are truly shocking. In the case of prawn fishing, it is estimated that for every kilo of prawns landed, around 6 kilos of other creatures are destroyed. D. Fish farms. Fish farming is seen as one of the main ways that the world can feed an ever-growing population, but large-scale farming can have serious consequences for the environment. It takes a lot of wild fish to feed species of fish like salmon, and this is a pressing concern. Around 20% of the world's wild fish catch, 18 million tons of fish a year, is used in the production of fish meal and fish oil, and 70% of this goes to fish farms. As a result of this, fish stocks are being depleted in developing countries in order to boost the consumption of farmed fish in developed countries. Additionally, fish farms produce large amounts of waste, which can spread disease and parasites to wild fish populations nearby. To limit the spread of disease in fish farm populations, chemicals are often used on farms, which can further harm the wider marine environment by introducing toxic substances. E. Ghost nets. Ghost nets are fishing nets that have been lost or discarded from fishing boats that then drift around our seas and oceans, injuring and killing marine animals. Marine mammals that become entangled in these nets, such as dolphins, will often choke, and fish that get caught starve to death. As animals caught in this way are easy prey for other animals, ghost nets quickly attract more potential victims. The scale of the problem is huge, as witnessed in countries like Australia. For every kilometre of coastline in northern Australia, 3 tons of ghost nets have washed up on shores. In areas like this, ghost nets also destroy the coral they become attached to. Powerful ocean currents pull on these nets and in the process cause pieces of coral to break off, thus damaging the reefs.